This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Info, and this morning I'm joined by four lovely ladies. And you've all come together because you're all part of something called GLOW Wyoming. Christina Perry, welcome, and nice to see you here. You are the leader of this group. Can you tell me a little bit about GLOW and what it is?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Kate. GLOW is Girls Leadership of Wyoming. And this is something that I started as a volunteer initiative last year. I do leadership and professional development training for my day job. And my idea was to give opportunities to high school girls in our community to learn more about themselves, their leadership skills, and then build a supportive network of peers and women in the community so that they can have better influence on their lives and others. So we started this last fall. It's a three-month program where we get together every week. And we have a little fun and games. We have some food, some icebreakers, and then we have a guest speaker who's a woman, some sort of woman of influence from the community, who talks about her journey from, you know, what she did to get to her career and some leadership lessons, and then we practice it together. So
going back to your original idea, were leadership skills something that you noticed were absent in your professional life?
Well, I mean, I do this for adults, and we found that people are hungry for it even later in life. And I was just thinking about my own high school experience. I was a girl from rural Wyoming. I was an hour away from school and felt kind of isolated and not a lot of opportunities. And I thought, I want to build that community, that network, and give them an opportunity I would have liked to have had at that age. I think a lot of girls kind of end up drifting into a life that they didn't really choose, just by default, wherever they end up happening. And I wanted to open their eyes and explore options and make connections that would give them a broader perspective.
So make whatever comes next more intentional rather than just happenstance.
Exactly, yeah. A little more agency on your own life.
Okay. So girls, nice to see you all. Let me introduce you. Crystal Gates, Ella Barrett, and Claire Hicks. Nice to see you all. Now, you're here as alums of the first cohort of GLOW Girls. Are they GLOW Girls? Well, you're certainly glowing. I'm very interested in your experience and what happened and what you liked about it. Ella, what attracted you to the program in the first place? You were a sophomore in high school, so you were, you know, maybe a little bit younger than some of the others, maybe. Yeah. What did you think?
Well, so my friend told me about it first, so we were like, we want to do this together, but I wanted to learn more about leadership and how I could grow as a person and as a leader.
Do you have leadership roles at school?
I'm in student council, so kind of, yeah. I'm going to be vice president of junior class.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Crystal? Because you're not at the public school, are you?
No, I am at a private school here in Buffalo. It's called Buffalo Christian Academy. Funny enough, my teacher, well, my principal of that school was one of the guest speakers, and she felt more comfortable with having some of the girls from my school go with her to talk. And she said, if you wanted to go again, I'd be willing to take you. So that's how I ended up going.
And was it what you expected?
I was kind of nervous that some of the girls were going to be a little mean. I mean, I don't really get outside minus the private school, but actually they all turned out pretty nice.
Was that your experience too, Claire?
Yeah, everyone was super nice. I kind of got into it because I had seen that our counselor, who also ended up talking, had sent out kind of information about it the summer before, and I was like, there aren't a lot of leadership opportunities just in Buffalo because we are so isolated from kind of the rest of the world. I was like, oh, that seems interesting. I'll apply. Why not? And then I got in, and it was super, super fun, and I'm really glad I did it.
So what kind of things did you learn? What did you find out? What was something surprising or interesting that kind of really grabbed your attention during the series of classes?
Well, I really needed the public speaking one, for sure.
A lot of people are intimidated by public speaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It takes practice. I think most people who do speak publicly, you know, whether personally or professionally, you know, in whatever form, you know, nobody starts off being a great public speaker. It's something that you learn, and you learn to overcome your fears and so on. So practice is something that makes perfect. So you learned that. What about you, Crystal?
One thing that definitely grabbed my attention was conflict resolving. That's something I struggle to do. Sometimes I guess escalate the problem a little bit, so like figuring out how to like calmly resolve it and not making it escalate was something that was really helpful for me.
So Christina, you put together this curriculum,
yes,
so to speak. What was in your mind when you developed that, and what kind of topics do the girls learn about?
Okay, yeah. Like I said, I base this off of what I do with adults, and my company that I work for is called Peregrine Global Services, and we focus on creating values-based leaders. So the first session that we do here, and it's the first thing I do in adult topics, is defining our values. And that's when Kristen Crago, the principal at the Buffalo Christian Academy, came. And we all talked about what values were important to us individually, and then we compiled our group shared values that we were going to conduct ourselves by the length of the program. And that was kind of the first bit. And then we go into our own identity, who we are and what we contribute, and then work through leadership topics that apply to adults. But then also with the mentoring group, they told us we'd really like to see financial literacy, have them be more savvy financially. We'd like to see, I'm trying to think of some of the other ones, the smart social media. You know, not just saying the social media is the devil, but how you can use it appropriately, keep yourself safe, and advocate for things that matter to you. So, you know, just having a better sphere of influence, I guess.
So, girls, were these things that you kind of knew, but they were just all presented to you in a whole different way? Or was it a mix of new things and then sort of ideas that were a bit more familiar?
I thought it was a lot of new stuff. Some stuff that we had seen for like a while, like online safety we've been learning since we were really little, but not really in the context of actually using social media, more just in the context of it's bad, stay away from it can be dangerous, which it can, but it's not entirely bad like by itself. It inherently is not bad. So learning how to use it well was good.
Well, and it's funny because I showed the girls, I'm like, have you heard of LinkedIn? And they hadn't really, and I showed them my LinkedIn, and they're like, oh, that's really boring. But it's like, this is a professional network. And then we had First Lady Jenny Gordon come talk to us about her Wyoming Hunger Initiative. So we talked about how you can use social media for causes that are important to you, getting exposure, connecting people. So.
Well, talk about a role model who's kind of, you know, in a leadership role.
Right.
I mean, as a first lady, it's a very delicate place to be. You're dancing all the time. So what a great experience for you with that. Which was your favorite session?
I really liked the first one, talking to Kristen.
Same.
It's interesting for me because I want to go into a profession that is going to be incredibly time-consuming, incredibly difficult, and requires a lot of education.
So what are you hoping to do?
I'm hoping to either go into medical school or PA school. So either way, it's going to be like long shifts, lots of work, and long education to get there in the first place. And so it was interesting talking to her as a lawyer, so someone who also went through a lot of education, and her job requires a lot of time, about balancing that work-life balance, because it's kind of, I don't want to say different, but it kind of is different for women versus men in that world just because of societal expectations. So it was interesting talking to her, because she's like, it's not that family is more important than work, or work is more important than family. It's that you have to learn to balance those things together, and they are both important, and some things in work are more important, and some things in family are more important. So that was interesting to kind of chat about.
What about you guys?
The one about values. I think it brought all of us closer together, learning about each other, and I think it helped me learn more about myself, and I liked that.
Yeah.
Not to be a follower, I also enjoyed the values because it helped me put the things that I most love into like their places of values and just like hobbies and stuff like that. So it was very helpful for me.
Mm-hmm. What else are you hoping to do in this forthcoming cohort, Christina? Is there something new, or are you just making it better than you've done before?
Yeah, no, I took feedback from the girls. Once we finished, we had them do a little survey on what they like, what we should do more of, what we should do less of. We made some adjustments. I know Claire was coming after swimming practice, so she had to rush. So we're starting a half hour later this year so that people don't have to rush as much. And then you mentioned like the work-life balance type of thing. I'm going to substitute one of the topics for managing personal energy and time management, so that you can prioritize and keep your, you know, not lose track with all these competing obligations that people have. So I thought that would be a good one. And then looking at a lot of our speakers, we have such fantastic contributions from women in the community. Everybody I asked said they would love to come talk to these girls. And I'm like, pretend like you're talking to yourself back when you were 16. What would you say? But I want to reach out. I know some of them are willing to do this again. Some of them, we've got some new speakers coming in. But I thought, well, maybe we need to find someone in the medical field to come in and talk. So we'll have to look into that. I'm still finalizing the list. But I know we have Judge Cheryl Bunting is going to come in. She's a new circuit court judge.
That's so exciting. Yeah,
yeah, awesome. And she's wonderful. And she's going to talk about conflict resolution. So that's someone who's worked in family court and as a prosecutor's office and now in circuit court, a very good voice to talk about those things.
And I suppose one of the other things we shouldn't underestimate is just how valuable it is to have somebody that, you know, lives and works and has maybe a family in our community, and you see them in a wholly different way. Did you find that? That there were people that you kind of knew in the distance somehow, and or that they were a friend of your family's or something like that, and then you saw them in a completely different way, and they were able to bring something different and new to the table. Yeah. So, Christina, take us through the nuts and bolts. If somebody's interested,
okay,
what happens? What do they need to do?
Okay, I would encourage anybody to go visit our little website, which is glowyo.org, glowyo.org. And it's got all the information. It's got, you know, the meeting times, the past topics. It's got a little application form you can fill out. We're going to be looking at that through the summer. And then we'll contact everybody and just kind of let them know what to expect and when to start. We meet once a week. This is going to be Tuesday evenings, this time 6:30 to 8 p.m. So you make sure you don't have too many conflicts during that time. I'm trying to think of
when
any
you
other
start?
Notes. We start, oh yes, good point. September 3rd, which is the day after Labor Day. So school will already be started, and then we, you know, let people get their self settled a little bit before we get going.
And how many weeks do you go?
We do 12 weeks, but we skip, you know, there's a week skip for Thanksgiving and that type of thing. So basically, we're doing September, October, November, and then ending that first week in December. We did a nice little dinner with the girls at the Virginian and the Occidental this last year. I'll see what we can plan for this year.
So, girls, if there was somebody who was listening to this and they were apprehensive, they thought, oh, it sort of sounds interesting, but I'm not sure I'm really the person, what would you say to them?
Everybody was nervous to do it, and do it.
Was it quite a diverse group of,
yes,
girls, all sorts of different girls?
We were, yeah. There was a bunch of different girls. Like, we each had our own ideas to bring to the table, and we all got along very well. So it's a good program to go through, and I would highly suggest this to all of you.
Okay. And it's fun too. Like, you don't, like, you kind of go into it, you're like, this is maybe good for a college resume, something I should do. But then you go in and you're like talking, there's food, it's kind of like you do fun things while you're learning, which is super awesome. It's not like a drag. It's actually super
fun. You can, you know, learning how to be a leader can sound a little kind of intimidating, maybe for some, or, you know, just a little bit too overachieving for others. So I understand what you're saying. It was fun as well.
Yeah,
you really got something. You really got something out of it, and you've stayed friends.
Well, one of the things that I think it brings up, a lot of times we think of leadership, I'm going to earn a leadership position, it's all about me and what I'm going to do, but really, you cannot do leadership by yourself.
Right.
It's people, it's connecting people. So that's what the part of the fun and games we do at the beginning is just getting to know each other. What are our different skills, talents, perspectives? Like you said, we had girls from all different ages, you know, from freshmen to juniors. We didn't have any seniors last year. So, well, get, see if we can get some senior girls in there this year. But yeah, different high schools, different backgrounds. But, you know, and I think Crystal wrote in a little essay that we read at the graduation. You remember what you said about being a little bit nervous, but by the end, it was another...
At the end, it was just, like, I'd start to want to go every week. Like, I enjoyed hanging out with the girls. I enjoyed learning from the new topics that were brought every week.
And of course, there are many different styles of leadership, aren't there? So I'm sure you all found your own style and your own niche, and can only benefit from something like this.
Yeah.
Christina, thank you so much for bringing this to Johnson County. I will make sure that all the sign-up details and everything are attached to this post so that somebody can get to it right away. And I think you're really keen to spread the word. So Looking forward to hearing how it all went. Maybe we can have a conversation at the end of your class, at the end of the cohort, and we can see what the girls in this new session are going to say.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.